How y'all doing today? I'm telling you, oh man, I'm telling you, boy, it's been a battle all day. Oh man, I'm telling you. But welcome to the show, y'all. This is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and I'm feeling a kind of special way today, and I'm feeling good, y'all. Yes, I am. Of course, BTR is trying my patience today, but like always, we shall overcome and conquer this thing. All right, y'all, man, we got a show planned for you today. We talking about money, money, money. And that is not the song of the day. I'm just letting you know ahead of time, all right? So, yes, that's what we're talking about today. And we're going to give you some real, real, real deep insight into exactly what money is, what it's money about, and how it works. You're gonna be surprised. So what I'm gonna tell you to do now is go ahead and get your pencil and paper and your drink or whatever you got and get ready to take notes and learn some things today, because man, we gonna get deep into it. We really are. I want to say welcome to all the guests that's in the chat room. Thank y'all for joining us today. And of course, I have my beautiful co-host, Miss Ngun, Sister Ngun, yeah, on the line. So let me bring her in and give her a big hello, co-host. What's going on?
Greetings, Mr. Talk. I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing okay. A little medicated, but I'm doing okay.
I heard a little bit in your voice that you had a busy, busy, challenging day today.
Whew, boy, did I. I'm telling you.
Yeah, oh, we man. All have days like there, that.
Yeah, but it's all good, though. It's all good. We all good. We want to give a shout to Wesley on the switchboard already. I know he going to want some of this today. I'm telling you. So are we ready for this money, 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 money today?
I hope so. I'm ready. Ooh. I hope so. I hope the guests will enjoy
the session
and we can dig down and really have some fun with this topic.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we are. You know what? I already foresee that we're going to have to dig a little bit into it tomorrow also. I already foresee that. I've seen that in my dreams. My thought process tells me we're going to have to do a day two of it anyway. Because I'm hoping we get just that deep into it. You know what I mean?
I do, and I'm glad to hear you say that. Did you get a chance to listen while you were waiting this morning to Mr. Bill Steele's?
I got to listen to a lot of it. Yes, I did. And,
That's good. And
I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to go back and listen to a little bit the rest of it this evening probably. But, yeah, I got to listen to a whole lot of it, and I'm like, wow. You know, it just puts a whole new perspective on exactly what money actually is and how it's used. I mean, I never would have fathomed.
Yeah, we take a lot of things for granted, don't we, Mr. Talk?
Yes, we do. Yes,
mm-hmm.
we do. you know, and just even doing a little research, you know, I find out that, you know, in the Constitution, everybody likes to claim all the time. At one time, you know, Congress was actually limited to what they could, how much they could spend. You know, but
that's
somebody
right.
got a wise, you know, got kind of crazy and decided, well, let's lift that, you know, and give them unlimited spending power. But, you know, that's some more what we're going to get into. And so, I'm ready for this. I really am. Now, y'all, I'm telling you now, like I said before, I'm a little medicated. So if I zone out every now and then, y'all be all right because I got my co-host got my back. So
I'm here,
Mr. I'm just playing.
I'm here. Now, before you go on to the quote of the day and the music, I have a special request. I know you're the boss man and everything, and I just want to know if you take special requests for
song of the day?
No, not for the song of the day. I would like to know, not today, I would just like to know how many of the audience. I want to know if there's any jazz masters out there so we can hear a little jazz once in a while.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey,
maybe we can have a jazz day?
I got plenty of that. Oh, yeah. I got so much of that. I got a little sample, a little and a little Robert Cray. I got a little bit of Jonathan Butler. You know, and then, you know, I got a little Miles Davis. Oh, I got plenty of like jazz. Yeah, we good on that. Yeah, we can do that.
We can maybe have one day of the week where it's a jazz day.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the chat room says he's a jazz aficionado.
All right now. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good to me. But now I tell you what.
Yeah. That,
my special request is Paul Hardcastle. I'm just crazy about that.
Oh, yes.
He's quite an accomplished musician.
Oh, yeah. We can get Paul Hardcastle.
Yeah. All right. Well, request for entertaining that request. Getting a little tongue-tied here.
Oh, yeah. Just got all excited and stuff. Look at you.
Oh, yeah. I love Paul Hardcastle, man. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, that's all.
You may be stuck. Uh-huh. I was going to mess with it and say, I think you stuck on that word hard, but we're going to leave that alone.
The Hardcastle, that's a bad man.
That's a bad man. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to go on and put that on down. We're going to put that on down, and we're going to get them on in there.
Okay, I see somebody.
Shut up, Bo.
I see Brown Beasley talking about Coltrane. Yes. Those are the masters, the jazz masters, Mr. Beasley.
Yeah.
Greetings to everyone.
Yes. And let's see. We got, I want to give a special shout-out to Robert Jones Sr. up in the chat room. Welcome, my brother. Welcome. That's my cousin from way back. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
Mr.
Beasley
talks about Horace Silver, Mr. Talk. Songs for My Father. Oh, that's a good one, isn't it, Mr. Beasley? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Do you know that one, Mr. Talk?
I don't know that one, but it's not like I can't find it. West Montgomery. I know about West Montgomery. All right. Well, we're gonna get to the jazz. We're gonna get to the jazz. But it's just not gonna be today, okay? But I got it. I have taken it under consideration and has passed.
Thank you very much for that.
Okay. All right, now let's see where we got to go first. Well, the house rules are this. When you call in, act like you're an adult and you like you got some sense. That's all I'm saying, okay? I'm just going to tell you the warning one time. No N-word on my discussion board and no N-word when you're talking live, all right? I'm just saying. If you use that word, whatever, hey, you got to go, all right? I'm just putting it out there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's the way I feel about it, and that's the way it's going to be. It's my show. Okay, anyway. And, Lo, be quiet. I'm talking about play the music already. Ain't nobody telling him. Oh, shut up. anyway, he texted me to blow my phone up.
Did
but
I start
yes,
something,
we can work jazz. No, you star, nothing. I was thinking about that anyway. We gonna work. We can do a jazz day, then we can work some jazz into the regular, you know, mixes and things. Oh, y'all just gave me a whole bunch of ideas, and I'm you know, the computer already turning inside my little noggin. Oh, that's what I'm saying. All right, the quote of the day. I don't have a quote of the day.
I have
do
one
you have
for
a
you.
Quote of the day, co-host?
Yes, I'm ready for the drum
all
roll.
All right. Oh, yes, yes,
no
yes, yes, yes. Hold on. You caught me in the middle, right? All right, there it is. The drum roll.
All righty. It's short and
all
sweet,
right.
but profound.
Mm-hmm.
Your true wealth is your time and freedom. That's from Mike Maloney, the author Hidden Secrets of Money. Now, we can go a little deeper in that after we come back from the music. We don't have to expound on it. It's very simple and straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Your true wealth is your time and freedom. Again, that's from Mike.
Well. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yes, we're going to get a little bit deeper into it in a few minutes. But, of course, now, y'all, you know, we got to give you the song of the day. And it's the song of the day. It's only one song, y'all. Oh, it's Tuesday, so I do one song on Tuesday. But that, you know, I was kind of a time crunch time. You know, I had to go and find one of my old time favorites, stand-ins, just in case. You know, I had those just in case songs. So, you know what? This is a good one, and hopefully it's going to set fire under some of y'all. All right, so without further ado, if I get my board to working right here, there it is. Here's the.
You're gonna get your All right, y'all. There it was. There it was. There it is. That's what it was. The Ohio Players in Fire. Dum, dum, dum.
Y'all heard that bass line? Dum, dum, dum.
Nice choice, Mr. Rock.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Man, I'm telling y'all, I may come in and out. I'm telling you, I just got kicked off and I had to come back in. Good thing I had the song of the day playing. Y'all didn't realize I was gone. But that's a great thing. Well, thank you. Thank you, co-host. I want to give a shout out to, let's see, we got some new people in the chat room. We got Antoinette, and we got Jay Works. We got Knowledge.
Yes.
That I'm talking about. So,
greetings, everyone.
Greetings. Yeah, I'm gonna go in and join the what you call it. I think I'm gonna go and join the opera one day. Anyway,
that's gonna join the opera.
Yeah, the opera. Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway,
have you ever been to an opera, Mr.
All
Paul?
Right.
Have you ever been to an opera?
No, you know what? No, I want to go though, but I've been to a symphony enough times. I love the symphony, but no, I haven't been to an opera yet.
Okay.
Yeah. Robert Jones said, "Keep your day job." Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna make a recording when I'm in the shower. Y'all gonna think I'm one of the R&B singers.
Well, be sure to record yourself now so you can play it.
Yes. Just my voice. That's all I'm recording, y'all. My voice while I'm singing. Let me straighten that out real fast. Oh Lord, have mercy. All right. Well, you know, we got somebody on the line already with their hand up. Do we want to let them in yet? I guess we shall. Let's see who we have here. You know, I can't. They be calling on these old numbers. All right. Welcome to the show. What you doing? What's your name? And what do you want? Hello. We're talking to you. 111.
They may not want to speak right now. I might know who daddy is, too.
I think it's probably Beasley. It's probably Beasley.
Oh.
Yeah, he done muted himself.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, so, my co-host, we done jumped around and played, and let's go on to get on with the get on. We talking about money, and money. And we're talking about what money really is, not what we think it is, you know, not them little green papers and silver and copper coins they give us. We're talking about the real thing, you know, what's really about. I know,
right.
Man, it's the medication. Don't blame me, y'all. It's the medication, I promise.
Hey, Mr. Talk, baby, we better wait till tomorrow to start this serious conversation. Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to know what
ma'am.
You think about. I'm sorry, go right ahead.
I didn't hear you. I just said yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thought I stepped on you. I want to know what you thought about that 4 minute and 19 second clip, the money speech. I thought you were going to play that for the audience.
That's what I wanted. That's why I said we're going to have a second day. Because I didn't get enough time to, you know, download it and do what I needed to do with it. So,
yeah,
that's why I said we're going to have to. I don't want to spoil it. But the actual listening to that speech off of Network, you know, that little four-minute speech right there, if you really listen to what the guy is saying, you see it. It just comes right at you and hits you right in the forehead, you know. It's like, bam, you know what? It is so true, you know.
Yeah.
It's true. You know, I mean, the speech was just, you know, just wild and eye-opening for real. But we're going to play it for y'all. We are, you know, I'm going to download it and put it in the queue and what have you, but it won't be today, tomorrow's show. But we're going to play it for you, and I want y'all to listen to what he got to say. Go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Well, maybe we can just have a general conversation and get everybody's, you know, comments and ideas about how money works today, and then we can drop it down to the next level or up to the next level when we play the money speech, and then we can get into a little bit more, you know, depth on the topic. What do you think about
that? Well, Yeah. It's being
tell about.
Well, you know how we do on the show. You know, we start off simple and this next and thing, you know, it's woof. You know, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there. But, you know, knowledge, just give us the link. Okay, knowledge, I'm going to go and find the link, and I'm going to put it there for you, all right? Then y'all can go and check it out. It's only 4 minutes. So
yeah, that's a good suggestion.
But in the meantime, I'm going to let my beautiful co-host go ahead and give y'all some history on this money thing, man, because I know she ready for you. She ready for you. Okay, let's try one more time. 111, are you there? Are you there, 111?
That might be my mom. She said she was going to listen live today.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you, Beasley.
Okay.
Oh, that's Beasley.
No, I muted myself, so I was on a business call, and I didn't want to interrupt the show.
Oh, okay. I told y'all he had muted himself. I'm good.
I did, but I did it intentionally out of courtesy.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you, Mr. Beasley.
Greetings, Mr. Beasley.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
How you doing today?
I'm well.
Good.
And yourself?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Happy to hear that.
All right.
That is so cool.
Always so good cool. to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Knowledge says, wow, your mom has a deep voice. You know what knowledge you know.
That's funny.
And she got whiskers.
Oh, man. I'll be showing up as a... Well, she wouldn't show up as anything if she's just on the phone, right?
Right.
Right.
Her number may come on. Yeah, that's about it. All right. Oh, yes, it is. So, Beasley, tell us what you know about money. What are you doing with money? What's your definition of money? What you doing, Beasley? Come on.
First off, it wasn't the word is jazz. It's a aficionado. That's like a person that's like deeply involved and appreciates. You have cigar aficionados. You have jazz aficionados. Aficionado was the word. It wasn't African something, but I could see how you could mispronounce it. I know what a dollar is.
That's the way you spell it.
I know what the definition of a dollar is.
Bring it on, Mr. Beast.
Now
lay
the
it
definition,
on.
The definition of a dollar is. Point is 371 grains of silver.
Mm-hmm.
That's the true definition of a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Used to be.
Well, it's still a dollar to me. Well, you're right. It's not a dollar anymore because what 371 grains of silver is 0.85 ounces or almost an ounce of silver.
Absolutely correct. Mm-hmm.
So by today's market value of roughly $22, $23 an ounce of silver, a dollar, according to this definition, would probably be about $18, $19.
Mm-hmm.
And what that speaks to is the value of the paper dollar and how it's probably worth, I guess, 5%. Of what it was worth when we went off the gold and silver standard in 1933.
Yeah, and I would say that just a little different. It represents real money that used to be redeemable. You could take that dollar, paper dollar, to the Federal Reserve Bank or a bank, and get the amount of gold that you just described, the grain.
Silver, right?
Gold or silver. And then you could actually get the real deal in your hand. So at one time, what you're calling the dollar, which is not money, was just a receipt, see, that was used as a medium of exchange because it was just burdensome and cumbersome to carry around bags of metal. That's how it all started.
Right.
And it all started... Well, I don't want to go there right now because we asked the question, what is money to you?
Well, gold and silver and platinum are real money.
Right. And you know, also when I was growing up in school, they taught us when you drew the symbol for a dollar, remember it used to have two lines?
Yeah.
Well, I was just curious one day and I went out Googling around looking for different currencies of the world,
mm-hmm.
and today it only has one line on it.
I wonder, what's the significance of that?
the devaluation of it. It's the symbol today for the dollar is the same as the peso. And according to Mike Maloney, it has lost 95% of its purchasing value or power since 1913.
Okay, that's believable. Mm. That's what inflation is.
Right, right.
Oh, right. Okay. We got Mr. All Facts in the chat room saying money is no different than gold. Fact. All right,
well,
y'all. I placed the link in
that,
the chat room,
Michael,
so y'all can go check it out.
Thank you, Michael, for that comment. But a better way to put it would be gold is money.
Right.
However, today, Mr. what's his name at the Federal Reserve, the one that's getting ready to leave, Bernanke?
Bernanke,
I don't know if any of you all clipped where Ron Paul was questioning him, and he asked him a direct question. He asked him.
And he wouldn't answer it.
He asked him, is gold money? And Mr. Bernanke said no. Actually, today, gold is not treated as money. It's treated as a commodity, which is traded. Because you think about it, you can't take a gold coin to the grocery store and buy anything with it today. As a matter of fact, it's against the law.
Well, but you can exchange that gold very easily for Federal Reserve notes.
No, you can't. Mr. Beasley, I have a friend who personally went to the Federal Reserve in Chicago, and they wouldn't even let him get up to the sidewalk going towards the Federal Reserve in Chicago. There was an armed guard there, and he explained to my friend that they don't have an open window for individuals at the Federal Reserve anymore. You have to be a bank in order to redeem.
Let me repeat what I said and listen to what I said.
Okay.
I said it's very easy to exchange gold and receive currency. I didn't say anything about the Federal Reserve and that you had to go there, but there are many places where you can make that exchange.
Okay,
what I said was
you can't take it to the grocery store and buy anything with it because it's against the law to use gold and silver for doing commercial transactions today.
You can own gold and silver, and you can use it for a commercial transaction. It's just normally not recognized. Paper dollars are recognized, but you can't exchange gold and silver for cash. And everybody who's on the line in every single one of your cities, I'm sure there's plenty of cash for gold places that exist.
We're not understanding each other, Mr. Beasley. What I said was you can take gold coins.
You're talking about.
Let me talk about what I'm talking about, okay? I understand what you're saying.
Go ahead.
I'm saying you cannot take gold coins and silver coins. Well, silver coins, I'm not talking about the base silver coins that we use, quarters and dimes and so forth and so on. I'm talking about.
I understand. I'm actually in this business, so I speak with some expertise. But go ahead.
I know you do, and I respect it, and I'm willing to learn from it. But I want you to hear the statement that I'm saying. I'm simply saying that today the paper money has been made legal tender for all debts, private and public. And you cannot do commercial transactions in gold. I said commercial transactions like you go to the grocery store or someplace like that and use that gold coin to purchase food or other items in stores. It's against the law.
That's true. Well,
that's all I was trying to say.
Sometimes we don't hear each other.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know. And right. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And you're right.
And you're speaking about a strict interpretation of the law.
Well,
all I said was this, and I'll say it again.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have any problem finding some place where you can exchange your gold and your silver for currency.
Mr. Beasley, I have a question to ask you since you are in that business, and I'm truly asking you because I want to learn from you, okay?
All right.
Because I've been curious about this for a long time. Since we know that we are using fiat currency, which we already, I think, agree that it's lost a lot of value since 1913, correct?
Right.
Okay.
How
is it that these businesses that you're talking about that lure people in to sell their gold jewelry and so forth and silver jewelry in exchange for fiat currency. I don't understand that. I don't get it. If you have gold and silver, real gold and silver that, you know, that you describe with the grains.
Go ahead.
Why would anyone that is in the business of mining gold and silver, I'm saying it backwards, okay, because it's us who are cheating ourselves when we take our gold jewelry and so forth and trade it in for fiat currency.
Well, the fiat currency still has a value, mm-hmm. and it still has a medium of exchange.
Oh, my.
And it still has a value, even though the value is declining. It is,
mm-hmm.
it is the medium of exchange. I mean, I pay my bills in dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And why are people doing that? Well, the values are up from what they were, and mm-hmm. people need to raise cash for whatever reasons.
Mm-hmm. But they are getting cheated, right?
I understand what you're saying. You know, it kind of defies logic. But
mm-hmm.
people go you can deal with coin dealers as well, and where you could probably get closer to the true value of the metal. But these dollars that you get, okay, these Federal Reserve notes, they still have a value, and they're the medium, and they're a medium of exchange.
That's true.
Right. They still have value. They're still a medium of exchange. Even if they are devalued, and even if over, 10 years from now, there's not going to be as worth as much as, say,
mm-hmm.
an ounce of gold today is roughly $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, in 10 years from now, with inflation, it's going to be worth a lot more than that. But
they're manipulating the price or the value down. They're keeping the price of gold down.
The bankers try to, and
mm-hmm.
they do that by trading in the market. So yeah, that happens too.
Well,
but
thank you, Mr. Beasley.
Not a problem.
Mr. Talk, were you saying somebody else was on the line? Oh, he might be gone. Well, in that case, since he's busy right now, I want to expound on the quote of the day. Your true wealth is your time and freedom. This is from Mike Maloney. Money is just a tool, like Mr. Beasley just said, for trading your time, and it's a medium of exchange. It's a container to store your economic energy. You know, you trade your time for money, or not money, for a paycheck or whatever we call it, but that's not really money. Right, Mr. Beasley?
No, but again, you can exchange that check for currency, which is a medium of exchange.
Right, but the purpose we're talking about money so we can understand what money truly is and how the monetary system truly works. So that's where we're coming from today.
But by saying that these things aren't money, you know, a check isn't money or a credit card isn't money, but it can be converted easily into money.
Okay, we're going to talk about the kinds of money there are in just a second, okay? All right. So your economic energy is stored, and when you're ready to use it or deploy it, you know, to do commercial transactions. But see, what's happened today is we've been tricked with fiat currency, which doesn't have gold backing it anymore. You agree with that, Mr. Beasley?
That's the truth, yes.
It's today, what is it backed by, Mr. Beasley?
Nothing. The full faith.
No, it's backed by our labor.
Well, it's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which is
another way of saying it's backed by our labor, because the United States government doesn't produce anything. It's the people who work and labor that produce value. Correct?
It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government, which has the ability to tax our labor. Yes.
Absolutely. That's
and
right.
And enterprise. Okay. So, yes.
All right. All right, y'all. Are y'all ready? Are you ready? Because we got a bunch of people ready to come in. You know, and it's nothing but the regular crew. It's nothing but the regular crew ready. But we do have one first-time caller, and I got to give some love, and we bring Mr. Dry Bones in first so he can get his chance to say what he's going to say, because you know when I bring the rest of them in, oh boy. So anyway,
hey,
Mr. Dry Bones, welcome to the show.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate being on the show. And I want to say a shout-out to my sister, Ngoni, for telling me about the show.
Hey, Brother Dry Bones. How you doing?
Wonderful, sister. Wonderful. I'm enjoying what I'm hearing so far. But as far as that money situation, the word currency is one of the key definitions, and you cannot create current with paper money. You can only create current with metals. So there is a lot of, things about money that we kind of take, and it has Masonic value as well because it's a Masonic instrument. That's why the dollar bill is one of the major instruments used in masonry for their little diabolical schemes that they have going on. And
mm-hmm.
you mentioned earlier, Ngoni, about the two lines going on. Or that represents the Rock of Gibraltar where they first created their little trade route. That they
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, the two pillars that they claim to have power over. But yeah,
is that,
money is a very
trickery. What pillars are those? Boaz and Yakum?
I was just getting ready to ask that.
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Drybones, hold on.
Yeah.
Give your explanation. Let me bring the rest on me in real fast. So,
we
can go.
I'd like to hear some more from this brother. He's got some knowledge.
Okay, we will. We will. We are. I'm just bringing
him
in. And
Mr. Talk.
Want to welcome. Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't know you were bringing somebody on.
We want to welcome Michael, Lowe, Mays, and Joe to the conversation. All right, y'all. Mr. Drybones has the floor.
Beasley isn't constipated.
I just said Mr. Drybones has the floor.
Okay.
Man.
I wanted to say.
Oh, I didn't know. I still got the floor. Okay.
We don't even get to speak.
No, but that's.
We don't even.
Yes, Mr. Drybones still has the floor.
And in a lot of ways, the people in the United States, like Sister Ngoni said, we are, and we have always been as black people, we are the true commodity of the United States.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was land, it was black people.
That's right.
And in order for us to get this concept together, they are using our labor, and they're using a lot of people don't want to deal with it, but it's magic, alchemy at its best. They don't turn human chattel into a commodity resource. And unfortunately, our people have been caught up in this game, and we're trading, like the man said, I don't know, Mr. Beasley, I don't know if he deals with, he said he deals with metal, but when I went to the place to change my... A person, a friend of mine, she went to go change some silver, gold into metal. I asked the person, I said, how do I get in this business? He said they had to be bonded. I said, oh, really? Then he told me, I said, well, where does this go to? Where does this all go to? He told me London.
Yeah, that's where it goes. That's who controls the monetary system, the
city
of London.
Well, all right, as he finishes, I want to say that Beasley is not constipated. Beasley is... Full of, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to think Beasley said that I'm going
there. They don't play that over here, Joe.
Oh, crap. I wanted to talk about what happened between you and Perry. The funniest thing I heard.
We don't want to talk about
money.
Joe,
we're sitting here talking about money, man. You sabotaging the show.
All right.
Damn,
okay.
What are you doing? Hey, Joe, you know what? You're not sick. I'm glad you're well now, Joe. It really shows today. You're not sick now.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
Come on, Brother Michael.
But how you doing, Ngoni? I just want to be me to let everyone, Mace and Lowe, come in because I would like to address what Mr. Ngoni has said because I at least want to have 90 seconds without nobody cutting me off. So, Mr. Talk, I'll mute myself and let someone else talk.
Man, go ahead and say what you need to say. This ain't your show.
Who announces that they're going to mute themselves?
Excuse me, fellas, for interrupting you. Before we lose my friend here, Brother Drybones, I would like to let you all know that he has a wonderful website called The Drybones Connection, full of information. Drybones
Connection.
Drybones Connection.com.
Drybones.
What we do is we do seminars and so forth, and we try to bring a comprehensive and quick understanding of what's going on, especially with the global economy. Which is very important that we start to learn that. I'm glad you're having something about money because one thing we do is we blow money.
Really?
Let me ask you right.
We blow money fast.
Dry bones.
Blow it like it's nothing.
So you woke up out of the valley, huh?
That's
right.
Yeah.
We've been out the valley for quite a minute now.
Come on.
And what we try to do is we try to bring the bones together But you don't have to blow hard on bones because they don't seem to get it.
Exactly. Okay. I tell you. Hello. How is everyone? Shalom, brothers and sisters.
Shalom,
yeah,
Shalom.
And there's one thing, dry bones, when you said currency, paper currency, it's not currency, it's not money. Is that what you said?
I said paper currency is just what Nigodian, but it's not real.
Uh-huh.
It's made to of illusion. Current,
yeah.
The word
mm-hmm.
current is in the word currency. You cannot conduct current through paper.
But you can't conduct current with silver and gold.
Right. Silver, the brother said platinum. These are things that conduct.
Right.
And
so you're going to use the electrical definition of conduction
and
put it
through. Because they could be easy.
You have
your current
one at a time so we can hear what Brother Jarbones is saying, please. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
It's just like what's happening today. See, the banks control currency so they can cut your current off. That's why you can't get a loan.
And your gold, too. And
you'll feel
right.
Yeah, so if they control the gold and the silver.
They control the current. If you control the current, then you control the people's mentality. That's why people go crazy. You know how good you feel when you got a check in your pocket? How good when you got money in your pocket is alchemy. It makes you feel good.
Right. Now, let me ask a question.
Gold and silver makes you feel good, too.
I thought the guy said he was going to mute himself.
Your whole demeanor gets bad when you find out you're broke.
Right. My question is this. Now, let's just say that today the entire system went flat and they said, hey, money, gold, precious metal, whatever is worthless right now. And let's say I had a bushel of, I don't know, corn or what, a grain. Wouldn't that be something to barter and trade? See, that's stupid right there to have your car going off or whatever. Wouldn't you be able to use that to barter and trade?
Of course you can, Lo. But
yes, you can.
But you have to be mindful that gold and silver have been money longer than any of these paper currencies. So the likelihood, and you know yourself as a man of the book, that when the three wise men came to see Jesus, they brought frankincense, myrrh, and what else?
Gold.
Gold.
In an ancient time, people killed and controlled people with that still same gold and silver. Same thing. See, Ms. Nagoni, you said something saying I should say it better, but this saying is just like, money and gold is just no difference. Now, this is the fact. Money now, it was just made out of cotton, but this dollar bill we're talking about was made out of cotton. Now it's made out of cotton and linen. Still comes from the earth. Gold comes from the earth. The value of the dollar, that paper, goes up and down. Gold has lost value in the last year. Now, I'm just saying for a fact, mankind has took something from this earth, and man has put value into that. And said that in order to take this as value, we're going to exchange it for another type of value. People's hard labor, their work, their craftsmanship. If I know how to make a dish and everybody in the town want my dish and I show everybody how to do it but they just can't make it like me, how am I control people? Man has always been, all systems since ancient times have money. Now, sir, I'll say this and I'll be quiet. You're playing with words and trying to, I understand words have no meaning. But
who's speaking to, Brother
about,
Michael? Who are you speaking to?
Bones, dry bones. When he's talking about currency. When you're talking about currency, so you're playing with words. Now, we want to talk about the evilness behind money and the system. That's something different.
Yeah,
currency.
Let him talk. I want to hear what you guys say. What do you say?
You say, okay, now I'm going to look at it another way. Currency makes people work, make people move, make people do something. So
no,
I can say that currency. Yeah, he cut me off. They can say that word currency can make people move to make the system move. People say when this money system collapses, everything's going to stop. It's going to shut down. They always talk about on blog, talk about the doomsday. So it's the current. So it is movement. So if you listen to what you're saying, I think you may be contradicting yourself, sir.
Okay,
Mary, brother,
what,
thank you. Let him respond to you, please.
It's not dry bones.
Let Brother Dry Bones respond. Michael, please. Thank you very much.
It's not dry bones that's playing with words. Dry bones is revealing what the words
Excuse me, Mr. Lee.
Let me just say this. I'm not playing with words because you do speak English, don't you? You speak English, don't you? The thing is, if you speak English...
Sir, the English language... No, because I know we use words that have no meaning in the English language, sir. We use words that have no meaning.
Hold on. Let me speak. You just said
that. That divides us. Okay.
I said currency. When I say currency, what comes to your brain, brother?
Movement.
To make any kind of relevancy out of it.
Exactly, because he's playing with words.
Definition. It's like going to school. What's the purpose you going if you don't want to hear the definition? So what are you saying? You don't
want the definition is relevant, it's fine. But when you're talking about current and making it gold and silver versus currency, money, paper money is currency, and paper money can be viable. It's been done in other countries. It's been done in this country. So
you
get away from it.
You name your country,
exactly.
My brother, right now. If you're so knowledgeable.
This is my country. You don't think it's your country?
You name your country, because every country in the world right now is asking for its gold and silver back, or it's asking for its gold.
So what? That doesn't mean
gold.
That fiat currency wants
gold.
Yo, let the man finish. Shut up.
China brought a bunch of gold.
Low kiss
so
my
what
ass.
Are you saying? What are you saying? You tell me a country that doesn't have gold and silver, and I'll listen to you. You didn't
this
know
country
that.
Doesn't run on gold and silver. Germany wanted its currency.
When the
agent wanted its gold back, it hasn't gotten
it. You want to take him off.
There's been another country.
Some people can't get out of it.
Pre-revolution times.
Okay, wait a minute. Everybody hold up. Everybody just halt. Halt. Halt.
Stop. He's deceptive. He's very
just
deceptive.
Just stop. Because y'all
no,
done started
deceptive.
Already. And
we're
not,
said,
we're
here to learn something about money.
No,
he's not deceptive.
Yes. Hold,
well,
hold on. Wait
okay,
a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because we're not going to have
I'm
this
new.
Today.
I'm new.
Shoot
them
all.
Let me just let y'all talk.
No, you're not. You good, Brother Dry Bones. You know, we're not going to have this chaos today, all right? Now, I'm not feeling it. I'm just putting it out there ahead of time. It'll be a lot of shotguns and taking going on today. I'm telling you ahead of time, so y'all need to
all
get
right.
it together. Now, what I'm going to do right now, and I'm going to play this four-minute clip for this money seat, and then we can go from there, all right? So,
thank you, Mr.
Clip.
The clip don't mean nothing.
Here she go. Your talk don't mean nothing.
Okay.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity, it is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rims, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock. All necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused.
All right, y'all, and that was the speech from, as they say, Network. You know, old great movie. It's not really old, but it's a good movie from the 70s. And that is the money speech. And if you take it and put it in today's context with what's going on today, man, that's right on point. It really is. That's right on point. What you think about that, co-host?
Well, first of all, I want to draw your attention to the chat room. Somebody's trying to bring some stuff in the house that we don't need in here.
What is that?
All right.
How did I get muted and Beasley didn't?
You're the one that took the show yesterday and had a tantrum.
Right,
am I still muted?
Okay.
Mr.
Tuck.
Aren't we talking what I'm talking about, Mr. Tuck?
Yes, I see exactly what you're talking
about. Nobody's muted.
All right, look. Let's talk about the clip and money, all right? Let's talk about the clip and money.
Can I start with money?
All right. That's all I'm here right now.
Can I start with money?
Go ahead, Mae.
Well, I'm looking for some currency. Yeah. That first $100 bill, if it got a one on it, worth $10,000. Maybe anybody got one. Could they tell me that they'll give it to me because they can get $10,000 for it? Look it up. You don't have to take my word for it. Look it up. You'll see. That's what I'm looking for, in some currency.
Hmm. Anybody else have any comment about the clip? How you doing, Miss Mays?
I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to you.
Boy, well, we talk. The funny thing is that we talk about this going on today. That it describes the state of affairs today. It was describing the state of affairs back then. This movie is over 25 years old. I think it came out.
Mr. Beasley, we're talking about money, not the movie Network.
Well, Eric was said about the movie and currency.
Exactly.
Oh, he said, "Let's talk about the clip."
I may be a little long-winded, but I was getting to a point.
All right, thank you, Mr. Beasley. But as you know, I'm just trying to make an effort. Mr. Talk said he doesn't feel good today. I'm just trying to make an effort for us.
Well,
what
was the purpose of playing the clip?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What was the purpose of playing the clip?
So we can discuss the topic today, money, not the movie Network. We want to talk about money today.
But never mind. Go ahead.
Man, you're right.
I was going to bring it right around. I may not be bringing it around the way that you want me to. Why don't you go ahead and make your
Mr. Talk, look in the chat room.
I'm there already. But anyway, go ahead, Beasley, and make your point.
Thank you.
Your point.
No, she's cutting me off.
Excuse me for cutting you off.
At the same time, let her handle it. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Really, y'all?
Yeah,
really? Are we going to do this today?
I'm not.
Look like.
Are we going to do this today?
No, man.
The lady wants it addressed a certain way, then she should do it. I'm deferring
right,
to her.
I understand where he's coming from. He was saying something. He was going to get to a point, and she had cut him off. Let him finish.
Who's speaking now?
Okay.
It's low.
But you know what? Okay, hold on. Because y'all got y'all panties in a wad today, but it's okay. Because I can fix this. Oh, hell yeah. And excuse my language. I told you I'm medicated. I ain't the same today. All right, Beasley, you got 3 minutes. Go for it.
I've already deferred. Go ahead.
Okay, you deferred? Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Drybones, you have 3 minutes, sir.
I'm just going to say currency is becoming what they are creating, nation states. Just like the brother said, that speech proves that all these nations are in the same condition. They are all under the same order, and we are all being placed into what we consider a bond slaves and doing this through what they call the monetary system. I don't want to take long, but it's not hard to see that in order for them to say they can maneuver this money around, they have to have some type of something that has value, and that is gold and silver, and they are actually using it on the New York Stock Exchange along with us as bonds with our birth certificates. And there's nothing more that can be pretty much said because it's being done all over the earth. So I'm going to leave it at that and let somebody else take it.
Well,
okay.
Well, go ahead, Mr. Talk. Was that Mr. Talk?
Okay.
Well, while we're waiting here, is there anybody else on the phone that is unmuted that wants to make a comment about the money speech and money, how it operates in the world?
Go ahead, Michael. You up. Michael, are you there?
Hello. Yeah, man, what's up with this monster cat, man? In the chat room, starting some mess, man.
Okay. He's gone, Michael.
All right.
Let's talk about what we're talking about. He's gone.
Yeah,
right.
Let's get back at the topic at hand. Yeah, great conversation about this. But, see, when we talk about money, there is going to – I have no – this system, this currency that we're going on, there's corrupt people behind it. Human beings has been behind this. Now, should we restructure it? Yes, I think we should restructure. But to say that we're not going to have some type of monetary system wherein people's going to go back. I think people are trying to force people back in the ancient times of bartering, doing this and doing that. Well, what if someone likes your craftsmanship? You teach people. They just can't do it like you. And people just want to buy your craftsmanship. How are you going to control the demand? How are you going to control it? So there's certain things that human beings has put into place since ancient of time. That's all I wanted to say for now. That's all.
Well, thank you, Michael. That's very broad thinking, but you know what? We're going to try to get there. But right now we're trying to just first talk about money and define what money is, what kind of money. You know, there's different kinds of money. Like, for instance, there's four types of money. There's commodity money, there's receipt money, there's fractional money, and there's fiat money. See? So we're just trying to, you know, get a real good discussion about money, how it works, how the system works, and so forth. And then maybe we can, because Mr. Talk said that maybe we'll talk about this for a couple of days, and then we can talk about solutions like you're bringing up right now.
Well, yes. Well, yes. One thing that you just said, all of that, even with the receipt of money, it still talks about an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
that man has put value into something. So because we have to have that medium of exchange, of fair, okay, that agreement. That agreement. Now we can, you know, a whole nother show about what that agreement is and the value. That's a whole nother topic. But yeah, mm-hmm. That's how I see money is.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Now, since the United States went bankrupt in 1933, all new money has to be borrowed into existence. All states started issuing serial numbered, certificated warehouse receipts for births and marriages in order to pledge us as collateral against those loans and municipal bonds taken out with the Federal Reserve banks. The full faith and credit of the American people is said to tax the nation's debt. That simply means the American people's ability to labor and pay back that debt in order to catalog its laborers, the government needed an efficient method of tracking its property, that would be us, y'all, to that end, and to humans today are looked upon merely as resources, human resources. The mm-hmm. government assigned a dollar value to the heads of citizens beginning in July 14, 1862, when President Lincoln offered 6% interest bearing bonds to states who freed their slaves on a per head
exactly.
basis. This practice
exactly.
of valuing humans, cattle, or chattel continues today with our current system of debt-based currency reliant upon a steady stream of fresh new chattels to back it.
Now, may I ask you a question, Ngoni? When the Africans traded cattle for something, wasn't that
Michael.
Okay?
Hold on for a minute, Michael. All right, y'all. I've opened up all the mics, okay? Let's act like we got some sense. Like I told y'all, I'm not for it today. All right, I'm not for it. So let's act like we got some sense and have an adult conversation. Okay?
They say that insanity, a definition of insanity, is doing the same thing expecting a different result. But go ahead.
But no, those cattle that our ancestors traded, that was money. Right? Because man looked at something that came from the earth and put value in it.
Yes, Michael, since the beginning of time when man created a system of bartering and exchanging for goods and services, they've had some form, whether it before it was corn, you're right, it was cattle, it was crops, or it was a lot of things, you see. So you're right, absolutely, you're absolutely right. And so, I don't know, I would like to know what you think about the fact that that today the currency is backed by our labor. You there, Michael?
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. Well, that has a lot of philosophy behind that. But see, Mike always goes back to the ancient of times. I always like to go to the root. Now, some people say they didn't have slaves; they may have slaves, but. A man's labor has always been of value, whether we exchange for it or not. If my wife, her labor in the house is value. Man's labor always did it. Some people may not treat. Well, we're not talking about. We couldn't do that. Y'all was talking about yesterday. But some people, they don't do a certain way or act a certain labor. They treat them a certain way.
Well, Michael, that's a good point.
So,
but you know what?
Labor is value.
Trying to figure out is how that applies to us today. How is the monetary system affecting us today? We trade our time for what we call money, but did we always know that it isn't really money? Do you realize that when you go to work every day and you earn, you spend your energy and your time producing something, and when you get your paycheck at the end of the week or every 2 weeks, whenever you get paid, did you realize that you're getting a note? And did you realize that a note is not money?
It is money. No, because you have to go back to the word exchange.
Right, but if you go back to the word exchange, it will keep everything focused.
Right.
Now, I agree what we get paid for, right? I agree with some of the I agree with some of Marx's system, because we're not getting paid. When you work for somebody, you will never get paid your value of your labor, because someone's making money off of you, right? I agree with that. We're always going to get less.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Michael. You misinterpreted what I just said.
I'm sorry if I did. Misinterprets anything.
I'm sorry if I did.
Okay, Mr. Beasley.
Oh, that's a
Michael,
joke. That's a joke.
Go ahead, Johnny.
What I was trying to say was that we don't get paid. We get a IOU. Yes, we get something that allows us to exchange that IOU.
Mr. Gonia, let me correct you. It's money. Okay?
Excuse me, for values and services that we need, okay?
But it is money. You can say excuse me all day long, but it is money.
But I'm trying to say, please.
Oh, well, that's not what you were saying before.
Who is this speaking?
My name's Joe.
Mr.
Joe, how you doing today?
Okay.
That's good. I won't be long. Let me just finish trying to say it. May I do that, please?
I said fine. Sure, go ahead. No problem.
Thank you so much. My point was that we think we're getting money. We haven't been paid for our labor, and they're devaluing the currency that we use to exchange for goods and services. So we're being cheated, because the value of the currency that we use to exchange for goods and services is getting less purchasing value, and it said that it has lost 95% of its purchasing value since
1913. Right.
So are we being cheated? Tobacco
right, but so is
was
gold
money.
Has, though.
I can't understand nothing y'all saying, because you're talking over each other.
Hey, I'll say it again.
So
even seashells was money. Even tobacco was money. The fact what you
exactly.
just saying was true, because the it's been devalued because of inflation, but it is still money, regardless of whether it's a Federal Reserve note or it's a seashell. It's money.
That's an error. That's an error.
Right.
That is not a correct statement. I'm sorry, Joe. You are incorrect.
And why am
where
I
you getting, where you exactly? Where are you getting your information from?
Because I'm not going to bother to answer that right now, because I want to.
It doesn't matter.
That.
Hold on,
if I live in a community and I have everything that everybody needs,
very much.
That's money.
Okay.
It is not money.
It is money.
You know what?
Sticking to a stick interpretation. When they're saying money, they're saying a
million. Excuse me, if I may respond. Publication called Modern Money. And that is written by the Federal Reserve.
The Chicago Federal Reserve. I've downloaded
it. Federal Reserve.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Wow.
Why do you
Federal
have to
Reserve.
Be rude?
Who?
Well,
you are
y'all
rude
talking.
To
let me just say one thing. Here's the actual definition.
Excuse me very much. Excuse me, please.
Okay, go ahead.
Publication called Modern Money Mechanics. It's online. It's a PDF. It was written by the Chicago Federal Reserve. In that document, it states that the dollar is not money. Now, I didn't say that. The Federal Reserve did.
Let me take a look at that, because I downloaded that a long time.
Right. But I'm letting you know, if the dollar is not money, Michael looks at the action of what I can do with something. It's still an exchange. Now, whether the value I'm getting, that value for my labor or something costs too much inflation, we can debate that all on. Economics do it. But I'm just looking at the action. Because even in ancient times, all the kings had the money and they dished it out.
Michael,
so,
honey, I didn't say you couldn't exchange the dollar. I said the dollar is not money. Listen when somebody's talking.
But money is made to exchange. We're playing with words. Look at the action.
Mr. Gonia, I'm taking a look at that money and more money.
I don't have to take
right
a look
now.
At it. I can look
okay.
at what mankind do.
All right, I'm taking a look at it now.
But a dollar is 371
Where is
grand
it inside
silver.
This particular publication? that says what you've said, because I'm taking a look at
you'll
this
just
right
have
now.
To read it like I did, because
I'm reading it now. It says many
at this
things.
Moment and
it
just
it.
Read the document.
I am right here. It says many things, from stones to baseball cards, have served this monetary function through the ages.
Brother, that document is almost 40 some pages. You can't read the whole document right now on the show.
But when you use the word monetary, you're saying money. When you use the word monetary, factual. See, I'm from the hood.
I was getting
it. I come from East Baltimore. I don't got the greatest education. I'm no smarter than nobody, and I'm no dumber than nobody. But when you use the word monetary, that means money. That's what he
said.
I
understand
everything
that, Michael.
Can represent that.
Michael.
That's all.
I said there was four types of money. And
to you.
Excuse me?
There's four types of money to you. But the thing
okay,
is,
well, evidently,
if
you all are not interested in talking about what money
actually
is.
Actually, we are. The thing is, you got your little set schedule, and that's what you want to stick to. But when we bring something different, you don't want to talk about that.
I do want to talk about it. However,
so,
when you all
know,
talk
you can,
all over each other, can't nobody hear what anybody's saying.
Everybody has heard what everybody said.
I don't think so. You don't hear my ears.
You don't like what's being said. You said
that's not
four
correct.
Types of money.
No,
that
is
said,
true, Mr. Goni, because I just said something, and you said, well, you can't read the whole 40 pages.
Exactly.
I read a very relevant sentence in it. I have a degree in banking and finance. I know
well,
what money
you
is.
You ought to know what money is.
Oh, for God's
what
sake.
What money is not.
Holy jeez.
So
all
maybe
right.
you can
right. And the Federal Reserve is wrong, and well, Greenspan's wrong, Bernanke's wrong. The traditional concept of money is all wrong. You're right.
Exactly.
That is not what I'm saying.
Yeah, well,
it's not
what
I said at all. So since you have a degree in banking, you go ahead and educate us on money.
Good. I just finished saying it.
Go ahead. Let me hear that. I'm curious.
Okay.
I hope you don't help everybody run away from the top of the
you know what? You know what?
The baseball cards have served this monetary function through the ages. If money is viewed simply as a tool used to facilitate transactions, only those media that are readily accepted in exchange for goods, services, and other assets need to be considered. Anything else? Huh?
Is that it?
Oh, you want me to read the whole 40 pages for you the
no,
next day?
No, obviously
oh.
I don't.
Well, good. Then learn.
Excuse me. Can I speak now? I haven't
yes,
said anything.
Yes, Ms. Mays.
Why do we have to get upset because everybody's oh, ideas are not the same? Let everybody have their ideas and be through with it.
Right.
Exactly.
Say it that.
Exactly.
I'm not upset
so
because
okay.
I have different ideas. I'm upset because everybody starts yelling at each other and nobody can hear what anybody's saying.
You know
actually,
what? If someone says something, if someone
on
says
money.
Something, with all due respect, Sister Nagonia, when someone says something that doesn't fit into your concept and your definitions, you're sticking to these strict book definitions. What Joe was talking about is the practical application and how money is and what is actually considered money. And when he's saying money, he's saying a medium of exchange.
Well,
when
that's not the topic of discussion today, Mr. B.
It
thank
is the topic.
That's exactly
today.
What we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. I understand what's going on because I've been
oh,
listening.
Good.
Because I've been listening.
Thank you very
See,
much for
Joe
that.
Joe is speaking of a medium of exchange.
I'm speaking about money, the definition of money and how the monetary system works.
You know, you're not going to get any understanding unless you listen. But you don't
I'm
want understanding.
To
you want to be right now. So,
yes, sir, I don't. I would like
yes,
for everybody
you are
their opinions
right,
one at a time
right.
and have a discussion instead of a brawl all the time.
All right. How about this? How about I read instead of all 40 pages, I read about three or four paragraphs under the category within the document which you had referred everybody to, which I'm looking at right now. It's
if you
called,
would like to, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, what is money? Question mark. If money, and I already read this, if money is viewed simply as a tool used to facilitate transactions, only those media that are readily accepted in exchange for goods, services, and other assets need to be considered. Many things, from stones to baseball cards, have served as monetary functions through the ages. Today in the United States, money used in transactions is mainly of three kinds, currency, open parentheses, paper money and coins in the pockets and purses of the public, close parentheses, demand deposits, non-interest-bearing checking accounts in banks, in other words, and other checkable deposits, such as negotiable order of withdrawal, now accounts, at all depository institutions, including commercial and savings banks, savings and loans associations, and credit unions. Traveler's checks also are included in the definition of transactions money.
Since $1 in currency and $1 in checkable deposits are freely convertible into each other and both can be used directly for expenditures, they are money in equal degree. However, only the cash and balances held by the non-bank public are counted in the money supply. Deposits of the U.S. Treasury, depository institutions, foreign banks, and official institutions as well, as vault cash and depository institutions are excluded. This transaction, I got three more paragraphs. This transaction's concept of money is the one designed as M1 in the Federal Reserve's money stock statistics. Broader concepts of money, M2 and M3, include M1 as well as certain other financial assets such as savings and time deposits at depository institutions and shares in money market mutual funds, which are relatively liquid but believed to represent principally investments to their holders rather than media of exchange. While funds can be shifted fairly easily between transaction balances and those other liquid assets, the money creation process takes place principally through transaction accounts. In the remainder of this booklet, money means M1. The distribution between the currency and deposit components of money depends largely on the preferences of the public. When a depositor cashes a check or makes a cash withdrawal through an automatic teller machine, he or she reduces the amount of deposits and increases the amount of currency held by the public. Conversely, and I only have about six lines left to go, otherwise I'm boring myself. Conversely, when people have more currency than is needed, some is returned to banks in exchange for deposits. Okay, while currency is used, and let me see, okay, most of the dollar amount. Okay, I'm finished with
this. And Mike has 5 years of banking, too, just to let y'all know. Mike, I have 5 years of banking, guys. I know.
Okay, look.
I know you hate that, Lowe. You hate
that. Nobody talking about you sweeping up.
Hold on. Now, look.
I did 5 years for bank robbery, so I know. Hey.
Okay, guys, be good.
Oh, you would say that shit.
Listen.
I did investment with money, so I don't know. Let me.
Damn.
Only thing I want me a big.
No problem.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-huh. You won't listen because we can't hear you now. All right. Anyway, as I was saying, so what? I got 20 years in banking because I've been putting my money in banks that long and checking out my accounts. So there.
Well, guess what, Mr. Talk?
I don't want to hear all that. Huh? Yeah.
Guess what, Mr. Talk? Each and every one of us is considered a bank, and
yes,
we are in
you.
A banking association because we're the ones who create the currency when we sign our signature. And what the brother Joe read did not – he was talking about currency and money. But in the document, it states that the Federal Reserve note is not money. That's what I was sharing. In that document, it states – the Federal Reserve note is not money. It's a note. And a note is an IOU, and that is not money.
All right. Now that we have that out of the way, let's bring Miss Lady in and get her 3 minutes of fame in. Hello, Miss Lady.
Hello.
Greetings.
Miss Lady, are you there?
Greetings. Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes, I am. Terry, can you hear me?
Yes. How are you today?
Oh, okay. I'm doing wonderful. I'm blessed. Thank you so much. And, you know, your last comment is absolutely right. A note is not the same as money or currency as a promise to pay, from my understanding. But what is the goal of today's topic? What's the goal?
You're breaking up a little bit, and I had a hard time hearing what you said, ma'am.
Oh, okay. What is the goal of today's topic?
The goal of today's topic was to discuss money, what it is, how it's used in society, and eventually we wanted to take a couple of days to actually talk about how it's affecting each of us individually and what possibly could be changed to make the distribution of resources such as currency or money or gold or silver or whatever so that it betters all of our lives, because I don't think we all understand how the money system works. We thought it would be a good idea to learn from each other.
Yeah, I would like to know. You people go, oh, there's, you know, how is the amount of money that's printed and actually, how is that factor? You know, what goes into saying, well, we'll print more money or we'll hold back on printing money? You know, and how is that survive that?
That's
well,
just what
maybe,
Joe was talking about. He was talking about the money supply, M1, M2, and M3.
If
that's
I may
just what he was talking about.
Exactly.
Well,
if I may respond, the Federal Reserve asked the Treasury to print money at a few pennies. It doesn't make any difference the denomination of the money, and then they loan it to banks. and banks loan it to us at interest, and that creates the national debt.
The inflation that occurs
when that happens in this society is exported to other nations around the world. Governments purchase other governments' debt because they make money off of the interest. And when the dollars come flying back into America, that's what causes inflation. And that's going on right now because the BRIC nations have decided that they're no longer willing to play the Federal Reserve game. So they're trading amongst themselves in their own currencies. And
right.
Debt's in gold.
It's a consortium of bankers. Bankers have no borders. Okay?
Right.
And the reason why the bankers have control is because these governments don't have a choice but to play their game. Now
they don't have a choice.
If you want to have your country, unless you want to be like North Korea and don't have any lights on and don't have any food,
Cuba.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
You know what I think?
Yes, ma'am.
Joe, if you have money in the bank, can't you borrow against your own money?
Yeah. Say that again, ma'am.
If you have money in a bank and you want to borrow against your own money in that bank, can't you borrow against it?
It's an account loan.
Yeah, it's collateral. Yes, you're right, man. It's collateral.
You can do it to build credit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. And then you can take that money that you loan and hopefully you have a profit and make money off of that.
You pay less interest if you do that.
But no, with Joe Red, it goes on the amount of the deposits.
Wait a minute. You're breaking up, Eric.
Somebody's breaking up. Who?
Les, are you there?
I am here. Good afternoon, and how is everybody? You know what? It's a good show, but one thing I think we all confused. Everybody's all confused. Money is just made to spend. Just spend your money. If you don't like your money, give your money to me. I'll show you how to spend it, and I'll show you what money is. So it's made to be spent. No more, no less. Promissory notes are promissory notes. They're not real. They're just an IOU that tells you that in the future, I promise to give you exactly what I told you I'm going to give you. Plain simple as that. We don't have to get in big debates about it. We're not going to sit back and turn back time. We're not going to sit back and change the system. Because we sit back and we get caught up in all these little pity-patty bickerings about what money is. What money is something that I need to sit back and trade and be able to buy goods and services. Here in Detroit and in several other states, you can make your own money. It has been proven. You can sit back. It's not against the law for us to come up with our own bill as long as we sit back and we decide that we will trade it one with another and it will have the same value as that $100 bill that we have agreed to in the United States or that dollar bill that we have come to a consensus to believe and say this is what we want to trade by. That's all money is. It's not hard. It's not complicated. It's real simple. So we can stop this bickering about money. Tell me how to get more money. Tell me how to sit back and make money.
Shoot him.
I don't have any money, Brother Les. You have credit, and we have debt.
You do have money. When you go out there and work, you trade yourself off for the services of getting something in return. What do you get? A check. What does that check become? It becomes money. You take that green and you go spend it at Walmart, over there at whatever mall you go to and buy them fancy dresses and all that other stuff. Don't even
exactly.
have
they
that money.
They
want to
make some. Money like it's bad, like you won't want to make it. I'm trying to make it. It's a big pot of money out here. I'm an American. I want to make some money.
Shut up.
I want to make that American dollar. It's higher than a euro. It's a third higher than a euro.
Some return beyond sitting back and just spending it and giving it away and put up something for the rainy day. Let's talk about taking your money and putting
that's
it in an emergency
topic.
Fund so when
that's
that disaster
topic.
Comes,
that's
you got enough
topic.
Money sitting back.
That's
talk about
topic.
Sitting back and taking 6 months of your income. that you get turned into green, put it in a private safe in your home so that you don't have to worry about when the bank fails to sit back and be able to pay you.
Yeah, but
and then let's talk about some other trade. Let's talk about being able to sit back and have some skill so that if money does fail, we'll be able to and be capable to sit back and exchange labor, to sit back and barter like they used to do.
Well, that's
true.
But we're just
wasting
our time. We're just wasting time going
that's
over
another
and
show
the same
topic.
Thing.
Well, what you're talking about today can be talked about tomorrow. That's another show topic.
The same stuff that's already out there. It's proven it works. Let's get into the game.
Oh,
hey, Brother Les.
Come on.
You know, I was listening to a tape today, and they were talking about how because of the central banks and what they're doing to the global monetary system and how they are manipulating nation states all over the world, Switzerland has decided to do an experiment called Basic Income Initiative. So what they're doing is trying to find another way of distributing a means of exchange that's more fair so that only the top elite don't have all the benefit and the rest of the people who work and exchange their energy and labor for these pieces of paper all y'all insist on calling money, which is not.
It is.
Okay, well, if gold is
no,
money.
No, it's not.
I want to say something. What about gold and stuff? It's still going to be a trade. Is that going to be fair?
Their money in Switzerland.
See what you see, Brother Les, because everybody talks.
Watch this now. Switzerland's people, 90% of the people in Switzerland have money. Okay, it's not like here in the United States where you only have 1%. That is making everything, and you got 99% of the people that are just struggling to beg for a dollar.
Well, Brother Les,
if you look at Switzerland's economical system, the only thing they experiment with it is because they're getting ready for the New World Order, where they're getting ready to exchange all money into one particular denomination.
But the euro.
This is the underlie. This is the truth of the matter. They're getting ready to flip mode on everybody, and we're not even addressing that issue.
Well,
they're too busy worried about the U.S. dollar. They're getting ready to flip into a whole new system of money.
But Brother Les, that's the reason why we thought it would be a good idea to discuss money, how it works, what it is, and so forth and so on, so that we could get to the point in discussion that
right.
we're
right.
already
at.
We're making
sure
that
that
if we go to one United Country,
I want to know why people think the dollar bill is not money.
In righteous ways, opposed to throwing it away on alcohol, drugs,
yeah, that's another topic.
That's another topic, another show, Les. Hold up, Les.
Stay
with
them. Let's
stay with the topic, Les.
We talk about money.
That's another show.
We talk about all this stuff.
Just about some gold bonds. And
but look at
that's
what we
show.
Are doing. Look at our money.
You're 87 years old. You don't drink no more. So that's another show.
Exactly.
Okay, now I want to know
exactly.
Why.
No one wants to be so like.
Why do you think
a
$20 bill is not currency or money?
Can I just say one thing? I've been listening to it, and, man, y'all be going way.
All right, well, then you should be aware of that.
All I'm asking is, first of all, do everybody believe the Federal Reserve is part of the United States? Is that
No, we know that.
It's
okay,
a quasi,
so,
right, but it's quasi.
So,
but
let him talk, please.
I want to make sure. Thank you. I want to make sure. So basically what she's saying is, and what I'm hearing from some of y'all, is that if you have an offshore corporation that is dealing with what? What kind of law are they dealing with, Mr. Bankman? What kind of law is the bank dealing with?
What kind of a law is the bank dealing with?
What law is the bank dealing with? They're dealing with amnesty law because there's water law. Now, that's why they're able to do all that they're doing. Now,
that's not why they're able to do all they're doing.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on.
The reason why not, you made a wrong statement. You want to be corrected or do you
want
to continue on with
one thing at a time? One thing at a time. One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
Get your rebuttal later, Joe.
If the people that we're dealing with is operating in fraud, they're operating in fraud. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Then if they're operating fraud, let's understand then that what they're giving us is not what they're telling us to give. You take that talent they're given, what they're actually, they're operating in debt. So if they're operating
That's true, debt, but the discussion was between me and your friend was the definition of money and
okay.
currency.
Now, I'm saying,
not
but
the effects
just,
of it, not devaluation, not inflation, and not fraud, which you're right
that's
about.
Because you, that's because you took out of context what we were trying to discuss. That's why.
I took it out of context.
You did, because you never did read
what it's
in the document that money is not Federal Reserve notes.
Well, what about GDP? Y'all come on inflation. I
what's money? Okay,
what about GDP?
Since you're back, what's
economic?
What's money?
Excuse me. Brother Dry Bones, would you continue what you were saying, please?
Right. You don't want to answer the Dry Bones. You answer. What's
that
money?
That's going to be an automatic wake-up call to most of y'all.
What is money?
We might be waking you up.
Giving you is not what they're saying or giving you.
Why we can't wake you up?
But you're still spending money, though. Everybody on this phone is spending money.
And because you guys won't talk.
Who said we were sleeping?
We're letting him talk.
This one brother is saying if he could take his money and put it in his house. If the economy goes down, you can have all the money you want. Guess what it turns
and
to?
Nobody's
zero.
Disputing that.
You can have $10,000.
If all of it
go
down, if the
account.
Gold go down, you still don't have nothing to
the,
spend.
But the gold
you
ain't,
the
gold ain't going down, my sister. Understand
well,
that.
Well,
gold
you can get some gold
bars
to do it.
The gold has
down,
already gone down. The gold
thank you.
Is going on camera. The gold has already gone down. Gold is a commodity. It's manipulated.
That's a commodity, too, but you don't get that in your hands.
All right. Everybody, look, everybody has this every day.
Everybody falls. Gold lost its value. Gold doesn't lose its value.
That's what all the money in the world is.
There's
a
lot,
man.
Let the man finish what he's saying.
Watch this. Can I just say what I'm going to say?
No, he's fine. Gold did lose its value, sir. Look,
to China because the United States reneged.
Gold did lose its value last year. Gold has dropped since last year, sir. Mankind has used its value just like money. Like I said before, you said gold will never drop. Gold has to drop. It goes up and down just like money.
Everybody, hold on.
It goes up and down just like money. That's a false statement. That's not a fact.
Michael, I understand you have your own show. Push all of that over there, man.
Okay, I'm not the
else.
Only
listen,
one.
You just called me out. Dude,
and this is
when
not
you
your
hear
show.
People talking, let them finish talking.
Hold
if
up. Why did you call me out?
I said his name too.
Everybody called. No, you called my name out, bro.
But if 10 people got to talk at one time, I'll let y'all have this foolish ass shit. You
okay,
got 10
then.
People talking at one time. And the first
and you never cut nobody
call,
off, Lo.
You get mad.
You
it's
never cut me
man.
Off.
Let one
I know.
Talk at a time.
Like you said, I would do other people's
oh,
as, you want, as you want to be treated, Lo. Now,
please,
go ahead, sir.
Please. It's
God.
It's,
don't
let
call
one
me
person
out.
Talk
he called my name.
Time.
That's the first name he called.
Just,
no.
It don't matter, dude. If you talk like we're in the fifth grade class,
it does
like,
matter
because
you say embarrassed.
Okay,
cut it
out,
man.
I'm out
here,
man. I got to go because I ain't got time for the madness, all the drama.
Oh, Les,
like I said,
Les, no,
about
no,
money,
no,
money,
Les,
money,
no,
Les,
no, Les,
you come and change the topic, Les. Les, you come and change the topic, now you want to leave, Les. You came and changed the topic, now you want to leave.
Excuse me, we got to have no answer to talk.
Excuse me. Les, you changed the topic, now you want to leave, right? That's crazy. You had 10 minutes ago.
Excuse me.
Well,
why don't you just shut up?
You see,
right now, so if you all would be too kind, let's talk with one another without shouting and so forth and so on. And your person has to shout to be heard when we start doing that. Now, Mr. Talk is absent right now, and I'm running the show. I don't have the mute button, but I'm asking y'all if y'all would please just let us talk to one another like brothers and sisters. Can we do that?
When we're talking to each other, can we make it short and not a long monologue?
Well, no, we can't, because right now I don't have the panel, and so I can't make everybody be quiet so I can be heard. But I'm asking you all if you would please let us just respect one another. That's all I'm asking.
And I don't need no time clock, Maze.
Oh, no, I ain't asking for no time clock, but sometimes I'm
sound like that's what you're saying. So let's respect one another. That's all I'm asking.
That's why I get into the conversation.
Maze, if you want to talk now, I'll be quiet and let me hear what
everybody want to talk.